You're listening to Amud V'Chazara with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Erevin Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. We had a nice little, I think, well-deserved daf or so of Agadata. And now we're going to get right back to Pasei Biraos. Again, these legendary Pasei Biraos that we've spoken about here and there throughout the Masechta, and finally we're properly introduced to them like a mensch on a Daf Yud Ches. When we learned the Mishnah. So now we're going to go back to analyzing the Mishnah. We're going to start at the two dots at the bottom. Three lines from the bottom is fair. On Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. Right, and before we do, we'll just mention the Simon. The Simon for this Daf is Yud Tes is a Yat, as you can imagine. The 2 points mentioned earlier on the Amud that are Zichru points, one of them is the idea of being a matzdik din, that you know certain rishayim are going to be matzdik din and agree with the judgment that they're getting, and it's going to be a big kiddush Hashem when Hashem punishes them, right? The difference between human kings, right? Basically when human kings punish, so you have to put like pieces of wood in the person's mouth to prevent him from cursing from the king, but when Hashem is punishing them, ultimately they're gonna, be silent and maybe even praise Hashem and be matzdik the din according to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. So that's one thing. The next point is just different points about Gehenim. We learned a lot about Gehenim on the previous Amud. 7 different names for Gehenim. Things that some qualities of Gehenim, and one in particular that Jewish people poshei beYisrael don't get, like, Gehenna doesn't have a full grasp on them, and there's even a point that Avram Avinu, as long as he didn't violate his bris with a female idolater, so Avram Avinu will actually pull him out of Gehenna, and so that's the second point. So the first point is people who are being punished being matzdik the din, right, vindicating the din, the judgment of Hashem, and different things about Gehenim, in particular, Jews, they're not being a full grasp on Jews in Gehenim. Okay, and now we are on three lines on the bottom. Ubinehen kimlo shasi v'chule. So between them, so let's take a look at the actual quote from the Mishnah. This would be on Yud Ches Amud Aleph. No, sorry. It's maybe Zayin Amud Beis at the bottom. Is that where we have it? So we have Governor Servos. Oh yeah, right. Ubenehin Kamali Shtei Revakos. Okay, that's what I was saying. It wasn't Shesi. I was confused. I didn't think it was like Shesi, right, which is like a vertical pulse that we were talking about actually earlier on that Amud, but rather it's Ubenehen Kamale Shtei Revakos Shal Shalosh Shalosh Bakar, that there has to be a distance of 2 Revakos. Revakos is a team of oxen, so a team of 3 oxen, meaning 3, like 2 teams of 3 oxen, 6 oxen in all. That's what Rav Meir says. Rav Yehuda says Arba, 4 teams of oxen, meaning 8 oxen overall. So 2 teams of 4 oxen each, 8 oxen overall, and then the Mishnah continues, Kshuros v'lo mutaros, they have to be tied and not loose, achas nechas v'achas yoseis, 1 going inwards and 1 going outwards. So that's how much space you have to have between these boards, these diyumtin, and if it's more than that, it's going to be a problem. So there's the machlokas, your mayor, Rabbi Yehuda, measured in cows. So for those of you at home who are not used to measuring things in cows, we'll get to amos pretty soon. But right now we're measuring in cows. That's where the machlokas comes, and this is the famous machlokas because we learned about it before, about the distance, the machlokas, whether it's 10 amos or 13 and a third amos. So the Mishnah first gives the measurements in cows, or teams of oxen, really. So back to the Gemara at the bottom of Yud Tes Amud Aleph. So Benan Kamalei Shtei Revakos V'chule. Pshita, this is simple. Kevin Netanale. So the point that actually it's focusing on is that it says Kshuros, and lo mutaros, that it's oxen when they're tied and not when they're loose. Now, the difference over here, by the way, is that when they're tied, so you could basically measure the distance of the ox from ox to ox itself, as opposed to also including some space in between. If they're loose, then that. So it's a chumrah over here, because it's going to be, it makes the maximum space in between the two diyumdin more narrow, because it has to be, you know, a sardine-like oxen packed tightly. So, but the problem is that it's redundant. It says kshuros lo mutaros, has to be tied, not loose. Which so pshita, so kevin detana le de kshuros, since it teaches that it is kshuros, hava anan yadina de lo have mutaros. Don't we already know that it means not when they're untied? So mahu de same. So what would I have said? What would you have said? Kshuros kein kshuros. That what it doesn't mean kshuros literally that the animals, the cows, the oxen are literally tied together. Rather, it should be like they're tied. So, I guess somewhat closely packed. Avamama shlo, but they don't actually have to. They don't have to actually be tied. Kamash malon. So the Mishnah teaches us v'lo mutaros. No. It cannot be untied. The oxen must be tied together when doing this. So I'm not sure if this is a measurement thing or just like practically what they had to do. They had to have the oxen tied when they would bring them in to these pase biros. But it means that they're literally tied. Achas nichneses v'achas yotzes. So this Rashi mentioned previously was actually a kula, right? Because if they were right, if one of the teams were going in and one was going out. So I guess they're maybe wider in the front and more narrow in the back. So if it was two teams going in at the same time, so that's wider, as opposed to if like the back one's going in and one's going out, so that's actually going to be a kula, making it more narrow. So Tana, so this is also Guru Tana, Rivaka Nechnasas, Rivka Yotzes. So it teaches that one of these, what it means is one of these teams is going in and one of them is going out. It's interesting that the term for a team of oxen is Rivka, right? Of course, Parshas Chayesara. So that is that's what we're explaining, one going in, one going out. Tana Rabbanan Kama Rosha Veruba Shalpara. So we learned in a Braisa, how much is the Rosha Veruba Shalpara, right? Because we mentioned that one of the right, how narrow can the space between the right, or how close to the well can the diyumdin be? So we said it actually has to be there's a, you might think, oh, like as narrow as you want, but no, the Mishnah said it has to have, be able to have rosha veruba shalpara, the head and the majority of the cow must be able to fit in. I believe Rashi said earlier, I just want to see if Rashi says it here too. I don't, so Rashi doesn't say it here too, but Rashi says earlier that we want to create a little bit of space, at least for the head and the majority of the body to be in, because we don't want the person giving the cow to drink to accidentally walk out carrying water, walk out of the diyumdin. So we want the cow drinking from with inside. We don't want the guy drawing water and walking outside, chas v'shalom. So, because that's carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. So what we're going to do here is we're going to have the cow come in for the drinking. Therefore, you need it to be able to fit the head and most of the body of the cow. So how much is that? Shte amos, that's two amos. Vikama ove shel para, how much is the width of a para, of a cow? Ama vishne shlishi, it's 1 2/3 of an ama. So it's like 1 2/3 of an amma is the thickness of the average cow that we're referring to here. So amma shehen ke'eser divrei meir. Let me get rid of that second amma. Amma visheni shlishi amma. It's 1 amma 2/3 of an amma. I just broke it up incorrectly. And now here's this point. Shehein ke'eser divrei Remeir. And this comes out to approximately 10 amos, according to Remeir. Right? Let's do, this math is not so hard. Right? So he says how many oxen? Do you remember? Remeir. How many? How he says it has to be a width of how many oxen? He says eight. He says eight oxen, six oxen, right? Yeah, two teams of three. Two teams of three. So six oxen overall. Six, and each ox is the width of an amma and amma and 2/3. We said yes, 2/3. So we have to do six times an amma and 2/3. So that ends up with six full amos and 12/3 of an a 12 and 12/3 of an amma. So that right. So that you divide it by four. So you add. So that right. I know it's late at night for this type of math, but that comes out to four. So you have the six amos, and now and the 12/3 of an amma total at four. So 6 + 4 = 10. We have 10 amos. This is the famous pinion of Reb Meir. We finally have an explanation. Why? Because an amma, a cow is a 1 2/3 amma, and he holds six oxen. That's why you have 10 amos overall. Rabbi Huda Omer kishlosh esrei arba uka arba esrei amma. It's like 13 amos and like 14 amos. So, right, it's like 13 and it's like 14. Well, let's do the math quickly. So the math is that we have. So how many again? How many oxen does Rabbi Huda say? How many oxen does Rabbi Huda say? Right there. Eight. There. This time we got it. Yeah. Two teams of four oxen. Eight oxen overall. You're going to do 8 × 1 2/3. So that brings you to 8 amos and 16/3 of an amma. Right? Yes, because it's 2/3 × 8. So it's 2/3 × 8 = 16/3. So 16/3 of an amma, that breaks down, right? So let's pretend it's 15 to make it easier for a moment. It's 15, right? 15/3, and that's easy. You could do it. That's five. Five amma. So it's 8 + 5 amos = 13, plus we had one left over. So it comes up to 13 1/3 amos. Yeah. So that's math. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's 13 1/3 amos. This is the famous opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. We learned this back on Daf Yud. Do you guys hear me? It says my internet connection is unstable. Okay, right. So it said back on Daf Yud, we discussed how big the gap could be in a certain case, right? We said according to Rabbi Yehuda, how wide? He says it could be even more than 10 amos. Like a gap, right? The first Mishnah in Erevin said that the Tanakhama holds it can't be wider than 10 amos, the breach. And Rabbi Huda says, no, it can be. So we want to know how much can it be. So we said maybe it's 13 1/3. But Rabbi Meir would say 10 amos, and he says 13 1/3. That's that machlokas. So this is how we finally see it come together. It's based on whether you hold 6 or 8 oxen, and the assumption is an ox is 1 2/3 amos. Okay. Let's move on. So now the Gemara says, "Ki eser ha eser havyan." It's approximately 10. No, it's not. It's 10. It's 10 amos. Remeir is perfect, right? 6 + 4. It's 10 amos perfectly. So what are you talking about? So the Gemara answers, "Ha eser havyan." So mishum deboy lemisne seifa kishlosh esrei. It's because we want to, like, yeah, you're right. It is exactly, but we want just to use the same terminology because in the Seifa, regarding Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to use approximation because, again, it's 13 1/3 amos. So now the Gemara now takes a look so at Rabbi Yehuda. So, kishlosh esrei, it's approximately 13. Tvei havyon, it's actually more than that. Right, because it's 13 1/3. So mishum deboy lemisne ka'arba asrei. Because we're going to teach 14, approximately 14. Uka'arba asrei halo havya. But no, it's less than 14. Right, we got it. but that's the point. Amar Rav Papa yiseros al shalosh asrei ve'enan megios la'arba asrei. Yeah, okay. It's more than 13. Didn't yet reach 14. 13 1/3. That's why we use an approximation. We said around 13 or 14. For some reason, we didn't want to be the author of the Bryce didn't want to be precise. So he said around 13 and 14, and because of that, we said around 10 for a mayor, but really it's exactly 10, and it's really for a mayor, and 13 1/3 for Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Amar Rav Papa says, Bibor Shmona. So So we're, okay, so let's go back just to one point to the Mishnah. We mentioned that Reb Meir requires that you not just have the four diumtin, but you also have four pshutin, four straight boards on each side, right? In each gap between the two diumtin, you have to have one straight board. So that means that, right, like basically on what on any side of you know of this pasibira structure, so you'd have two of these diumtin. And then in between them, like in between like my thumbs, you would have like a straight board right here to separate it. That's what Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Meir requires. Four diumdin, the four corners, and one, and four pshutim, one between each of the two boards. And we're going to see now that, he doesn't actually, Rabbi Meir actually doesn't hold that across the board, pardon the pun, but he'll only say in certain cases. So we want to find out, when does he say that? When does he actually agree to Rabbi Yehuda that you don't need these pshutin? So Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, Bebor shmona dekuli ama lo pligi. If the bor, meaning the well or the water hole or whatever it is eight amos diameter, right, length. No, we're not back on Daf Yud with the juggler and the Yom Shel Shlomo, but that is eight diameter. Dekuli ama lo pligi, delobanim pshutan. Everybody holds. Reb Meir would agree with Rabbi Yehuda. You don't need the pshutan in between. Why? Bibor shtaim shtemisrei, because. Oh, sorry. Yeah, so the Rashi is going to elaborate here for us because the Gemara just goes into the next point. If it's eight amos. And we also need, Rashi says, Dechi marchik shtei amos mikan, ukinegda mikan. Basically, you need to create a space for two amos on each side as well. Right? Because we mentioned that you need to have space for the animal to come in. Right? So there has to be two extra amos on each side. So if the boar itself is eight amos, and you need two more amos on each side for the to allow space for the animal to get in, right? Because it can't just walk into within the double boards. It walks right in, and the boar is right there. Then it falls in the boar. We're not having that. We need space for the animal to come in, and two amos on each side. So we have eight amos diameter plus two more amos and two more amos brings it up to a total of 12, right? Eight and then two more on each side is 12. So we have 12 amos overall, and we know that the diumdin have to be an ama. Each double board has to be an ama itself. So that actually puts us back at right. We have 12, but now we have one ama on each side of the diumdin, so that puts us back at 10. So basically, between the diumdin, you have a 10 ama gap, right? So if we have a 10 amma gap over here, why would you need to put pshutin in between? So if it's an 8 amma boar, and then you add the extra 4 ammos, and then you take away 2 of them, you're at 10. It's a 10 amma gap. So Reb Meir would agree with the Rebbe. Of course you don't need pshutin. You don't need a 10 amma gap. We love those. That's great. 10 ammos and less is good for us. Now, okay. So dekul amma lo pligi. Delo b'nin pshutin. Bibor shtei mesrei, but what if it's a 12 amma bor? So if it's 12 amos, plus we're going to add 2 on each side, bringing us up to 14, 16. It's 16 amos. We're going to take away 2, because for the diumdin's amma itself. So 16 minus 2, we're down to 14. So if it's now we have a 14 amma gap between the diumdin. So dekulei amma lo pligi d'minam pshutin. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you need some boards in between, because he says you can only have a 13 and a third amma gap. This is 14 amos, right? So of course, then even he would agree. Ki pligi, when do they argue? Mishmona ad shtei mesrei. So if it's between 8 and 12, l'Rav Meir bein amshutin, Rabbi Yehuda lo bein amshutin. That's what it's saying. That's machlokas, right? So this machlokas we saw in the Mishnah that Reb Meir requires pshutin as well. It's only if it's going to be that case where it's between 8 and 12 amos itself, and then it's going to turn out that it's more than 10 amma gap, but less than 13 or 3rd amma gap. So that's the case where they disagree. But really, Rabbi Huda agrees in conceptually that you might need pshutin in some cases. It just depends on how wide this thing is. So the Gemara asks, Rav Papa, my kamashmalan, Tanina. Well, so what's Rav Papa teaching us over here? We learned it in a Mishnah, right? Meaning that there's not really a chiddush here. It's the same idea as the 10 amos and the 13 and a third amos. We already know this. Or maybe Tanina, we learned it in a Braisa. Maybe Tanina, we learned it in a Braisa. Rav Papa, demasisin, diktani, lor meir, shisha b'ker. Yeah, so I think it's the Mishnah. Rav Papa, so the Gemara answers, Rav Papa, Braisa lo shmiya lei. Rav Papa didn't hear about our Braisa that we quoted above, the Kamash Malanka Braisa. And he's coming to teach us the Braisa. Meaning the Braisa gave real numbers to our amounts. We were talking about oxen and sizes of oxen that was the Braisa we mentioned earlier, but Rav Papa didn't know that Braisa. And Rav Papa wanted to elaborate upon the Mishnah, explaining the dimensions that it is. It's 13 and a third amos, 10 amos, that's what he's basically trying to teach us. And that's what, and also to elaborate the pshutin, you know, when you need pshutin. Okay. Next. Arich yoser betel chitzas chatzer sheyavsha simen. These are six words, length more than mound, of reeds, courtyard, and it dried. So these are six words that are going to allude to the six following cases that Abaye asked Rabbah. Abaye asked Rabbah six halachic shilas regarding pasi biraos, and it's going to take us all the way to the next amud, next off, next amud, this discussion. And so the simon, the way to remember these six is these six words, which are kind of hard to remember on their own. But yes, do what you can. We'll stick with our daf simon for now. Boy minei Abaye miraba. Abaye asked Rabbah, ha'arich b'diyum din kashir pshutin. Can you make the diyum din like the shear of pshutin? Meaning, let's say we have a situation where we have a gap that's more than 10 amos. So we said, according to Rav Meir, you'd have to put pshutin. But if it's more than 13 and a third amos, according to Rav Yehuda, you have to put pshutin. And you're, what that does is effectively breaks up that gap into it's smaller than 10 amos or 13 and a third amos. But what if we have another eitza? What if instead of putting a pshutin in the middle, will extend the diyumdin so that you're minimizing the gap that way? Is that okay? So l'Rav Meir mahu. Let's talk about Rav Meir. Right, it's 10 amos. So what would the halacha be? Rashi clarifies over here that dafka pshutin kamar de kevan de harchikan yoser mishir chachamim binan heker bene velo sagi barachas diyumdin. Maybe there's a tzad to say that extending the diyumdin would not work. Right? Maybe extending the diyumdin would not work because it's not as noticeable that you're breaking up this gap. Right? You might say, like, oh, it's 10 amos. Isn't that a 10 amma gap? No, look carefully. The diyumdin is actually 2 ammas. It's not 1 amma. So that's something that it wouldn't be so noticeable and might mislead people in the halacha. So maybe when Rav Meir says you need pshutin, yeah, problem?
The gap is visually, I mean, the yumdin eats up part of that space, so the actual opening.
Yeah, I was thinking of that as well. I think what it might be is that there's a typical assumption that a diyum din would be an amma, and therefore you're not measuring the gap exactly. You might see based on oxen, but like I'm not fully sure, but it seems that there's more of a hecker if you put that thing in the middle, right? Because you might see overall the square amos of the whole structure overall, it's going to be the same as the gap, but a noticeable breakup is in the middle as opposed to extending the sides. Especially when the diyum didn't usually have a particular size, but yeah, it bothered me too. So that's what Rashi says. Maybe it requires hekar el marchik pursim in a pas and osin sham poshut. Maybe that's what you need to do. V'chein la'idach yisa, And so to the other side, Mishum de lahave hekera, Odilma came into sof sof eserevah chud de ikalo mitzar, but maybe it's not a problem. Maybe it's fine either way. So Amar Lehi said to him, Tanisua, you've already learned the answer. We've already learned the answer in the Mishnah. Ubilvad sheyar bebepasin. As long as you increase the pasin. It says you can make it larger as long as you increase the pasin. What does increase the pasin mean? My lav de ma'arech b'diyumdin. It says you increase the boards. So doesn't that mean that you're extending the boards, the diyumdin that are already there, meaning not adding pshutin? Isn't that what it means, says Rabbah? Lo, says Gemara. Dema pishva avid pshutin. No, maybe it means that you added more boards. Meaning it could include pshutin. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, if so, hai ubilvad shiarba bapasin, when it says, as long as you add into the boards, ad shiarba pasin, which is bibayle. It should say, you should increase boards, not bipasin. That's the difference. Pasin and bipasin. Pasin would see, if you're marbe pasin, it sounds like you're adding more boards. But our Mishnah says, marbe bipasin, add into the boards that you already have, add onto the boards, meaning extend the diumdin. So they want to respond to that. Tani knows you should teach it achi yarbe pasin, not necessarily a gears to change, but no, you can understand it as yarbe pasin, that you're increasing boards. So it's not a proof one way or the other, right? Bipasin pasin. You don't look into that, and we don't really have a proper answer to the question. Ikader amri. There are those who learned this exchange as follows. There's a different version of the exchange. Omar Lehi said to him, Tani Suha, you already learned the answer to this, Abaye, says Rabbah, Ubilvad Shiyar Bebepasin. Right? Meaning starting with that piece. Ubilvad Shiyar Bebepasin. Mai lav de mapish v'avid pshutin. Doesn't it mean, Shiyar Mar Bepasin, doesn't that mean that you're adding more pshutin into it? Isn't that what it means? So then the Gemara says, in defense of Abaye's question, lo! And the implication would be, over here, that dafka pshutin, you should use pshutin, you shouldn't extend the diyumdin. That would be the implication. The Gemara then says, lo, de ma'arich b'diyumdin. No, it means you should be ma'arich the diyumdin, you should extend the boards. Hachinami mistavra, and then the Gemara comments on that, and this is actually very logical. Midiktani ubilvat shiarbe bipasin, because it says bipasin, shmamina. We indeed learned from this. So basically, the way we concluded, it was basically the same points, but the way it was phrased this way is that it came to a clear psak that we should follow the diuk of the Mishnah. The diuk of the Mishnah is bipasin, that indicates that you could even extend the diumdin, and that's an acceptable approach. So don't worry about the hacker thing. So I was happy because he didn't like that. That would be a problem in the first place. He says, at the end of the day, you're measuring 10 amos. Don't worry about it. It's a little bit recognizable. It's really not a problem. And that's how the Gemara concludes over here. Okay, next question. Second question of Abaye. Abaye asked from him, from Rabbah, Yoser Mishalosh Esrei Amah V'Shalish Derbi Yehuda Mahu. Let's say we have it. Right, so that we were dealing with our mayor. Now let's talk within Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda, let's say it's more than 13 and a third amos. Mahu, pshutin avid, o bidyumdin marich. What's the best answer for Rabbi Huda? What would Rabbi Huda recommend? Rabbi Huda, remember, we're only asking this because Rabbi Huda didn't mention pshutin in the Mishnah. Right? Remeir mitim pshutin. As we ended up learning, Rav Papa explains that, well, if it was more than 13 and a third amos, even Rabbi Huda would require pshutin. But we want to know, what is his preferred method of minimizing the over 13 and a third gap? Would he prefer extending diyumdin or putting pshutin in the middle? So ma pshutin avid, should he make pshutin? Yes, I did read that. So Rashi explains that that there might be a tzad to say. No, so first of all, Rashi says, Rabbi Huda, delo idkar pshutin. He didn't mention pshutin at all in the Mishnah. Hay adifa le pshutin, adifa le uruchul mina diumdin, yud gimel amel, lemehevi hekera, baini baini, velo sagi barachas diumdin. Does he say what we said before, that it's more recognizable if you separate it with pshutin? O harachas diumdin adifa. Or maybe it would be better to extend the diumdin. Why? Delo lisi avira dahaigisa vodahaigisa levatla. So that we shouldn't say that right, if what happens if you have Pshutin, a board, well, the gaps are on both sides are larger than the board in the middle. We know that if it's more about the high geese than the high geese, if the two gaps are wider than the thing in the middle, that is mavato, the middle. Now, it's true, we have we have an exception to the rule when it comes to possibility. I mean, even Rav Meir agrees that you can use Pshutin. So Rabbi Huda agrees that Pshutin are acceptable. We can do that. And usually we say, you know, if the two gaps on the side are larger, then we're Mavat to the middle. Right, but we don't say that by Pase Biros. We have a special kula from the Rabbanan by Pase Biros. But the question is, would Rabbi Huda want us to rely on that kula of using Pshutin, or would he prefer that we use Diyumdin? Perhaps extending the Diyumdin is much better than relying on the kula of Pshutin and have the big gaps on the side. Or maybe he would say, no, I would rather you use Pshutin than have this maybe not so good extension of Diyumdin, which now results in less of a hecker. So which one is it? What would Rabbi Yehuda tell you? Especially for the fact that Rabbi Huda didn't mention Pshutin as an option in the Mishnah. Meaning, we know he accepts it, but he didn't even mention it explicitly. So what's the halacha? So Amar Lei, he said to him, Rabbi Sivak Tabai, Tanisua, you actually learned that. Kama Hain Mekorvin. So here's the I guess the Mishnah again. Or maybe, actually, I think this is a Brisa that reflects the, but similar idea in the Mishnah. Kama Hain Mekorvin Kedei Rosh HaVeruva Shalpara. How close should you can you bring the Diyumdin in? So enough for the head and the majority of the body of the cow. The Kama Muruchakin. How far can you push these Diyumdin from the well? Afilu Kor Vafilu Korayim. Even a core, even two core. Rabbi Huda, which is a core we mentioned, is 30 seah. Korayim is 60 seah. Rabbi Huda Omer Beis Sasayim Mutter. Rabbi Huda argues with the Tanakhama and says, no, two seah is enough. Yosir mi Beis Sasayim Aser. More than that is not. Amru lo Rabbi Huda. So they the Chavim said to Rabbi Huda, I'atamode bedir v'sahar o mukta v'chatzer. But if you admit in a deer is like a pen. I think those were like the pens that they would put animals in to have them like fertilize certain ground. A sahar is like a prison. A base sahar is a prison. A sahar is like some sort of also like a corral. Mukta and chatzer. Mukta is a backyard. Chatzer is a front yard. So all of these things, they said, Rabbi Huda, wouldn't you admit that afilu bas chameshes korim, vafilu bas asara korim, even if it was 5 korim or even 10 korim, shemutter, you admit, Rabbi Huda, in this case, in these four types of fenced in, you know, these four types of enclosures, that it could be even 5, even 10 korim, right? So why are you so makbid when it comes to these pase biraos that only 2 seah? If this was a chutzner, you would say even 10 korim, which is how much say how many say is that? 600, right? 600 say, right? It's 300 say, right? Because each core is 30, right? So 300 say, and over here for this you only 2. Amarlan, he said to them, zumachitza ve'elu pasin, yeah. When it comes to a chatzer, when it comes to a muktzer, when it comes to the sahar, when it comes to the deer, so that's talking about walls. There are real walls. That's where I say, okay, it could be even 10 kor. But if it's ve'elu pasin, these are boards. When it comes to boards, big kula with boards, we only say 2 saya. So that's what the brisa said. Now we're going to try to use this brisa as a proof, one way or the other, that Rabbi Yehuda, What Rabbi Huda feels about what's preferable, extending the diyumdin or sticking pshutim in there. So ve'im isa. So if it's true, zu mechitza v'zu mechitza meboile. Right. So if it's true that you would only be able to use diyumdin, but we really should not use Pshutin. So what we're doing is we're extending the Diyumdin a lot, And these Diumdin are being extended quite far. Because if it's base Sasayim, we're talking about over 70 Amos. Base Sasayim is actually not so small. It's over 70 Amos. So the Diumdin are being extended a lot to make sure that we don't have all 13 and a third Amma gap. They're extended a lot. So what you're calling those Pasin? That's a Mechitza. Even, I know they're called Pase Biraos, but that's a Mechitza. So the Gemara says, what was Rabbi Huda's response? Zum mechitzah ve'elu pasin. Vim isa, if it's true that you couldn't use pshutim, that you can only extend the diumdin, zum mechitzah ve'zum mechitzah me'boilei. He should have said, this is a wall and this is a wall. So clearly, we're not talking about where you extend the diumdin. That's the only option. Must be the fact that he said zum mechitzah ve'elu pasin must mean that he includes that he says pshutim is a very acceptable method. So the Gemara says, "Halchi kamer." This is what he is saying. Zo toras mechitza leha upirtzo seha be'eser ve'elu toras pasin alein upirtzo sein b'shlosh esrei ama v'shalish. You know, he wasn't saying that this is a wall and these are pasin. He's saying these walls, when it comes to the deer and all those cases, that's what we're dealing with halachos of walls, and the gap in a wall can be 10 amos. So that's why we extend it to that. But over here, it's true that these diumdin are maybe diumdin is the only most acceptable method, and they're extended diumdin, and these diumdin basically look like walls, but they have toras pasin alein. We're applying the kula of pasi biraos that you can even have a 13 and a third amma gap, right? Meaning that over here I could still walk out of this case and think that Rabbi Yehuda really prefers extending diumdin. Right, when he said this is a wall and this is boards, he means that that's a board. Really, it could be it's a really long wall, but the din of boards is on it in that we hold a 13 and a third amma gap here, not a 10 amma gap. So we can't really conclude. Ba'i minei Abaye mi Rabba. Abaye asks from Rabba. Tel hamislakate asara mitoch arba. So let's say you have a mound that mislakate, it like gathers, meaning it gets larger as you go in it, and within four amos it reaches 10 tvachim, right? Meaning it's a relatively steep slope that within just a four amos span it's already reaching 10 tvachim high, and this is going to be at the corner of the place of a diumad. So, do we hold nidon mishum diumad? Oh, eino nidon mishum diumad. It's not quite shaped like a diumad. A mound, we're going to see is round shaped. So it's a little bit round as opposed to the square right angle of a diumad. But it's there in that place. So Amar Lei. So Rabbi says back to Abaye. Tanisua, you learned that before. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says Hayisa sham even murubas roan kol. So let's say you have a square stone in place of the diumad. So it's square, so it's not quite the L shape that we're looking for. Rowan ki'ilush techalek v'yeshba amalakan amalakan nidon mishum diumad. So we do rowan. We see it as if you cut it in half. So pretend it looks now like a corner, like just a one corner, not a square. And we check, does it have an amma on each side? Is each side of the stone amma, which is the shear of a diumad? Amalakan v'amalakan nidon mishum diumad. So if so, it's a diumad im lav. But if it's lower than the shear, eino nido mishum diumad. Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer. Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says, "Highest that even more. Highest hasham even agula. Even if it was round, rowan kolki sheilu techakek v'techalek. We see it first of all as if it's carved out. So pretend that the round thing we carve out a straight edge into it, and also we split it in half." And if you do that, v'yeshba amalakan v'amalakan nido mishum diumad v'imlav eno nido mishum diumad. So we write basically the same idea. So b'maika miflagi, what are these two opinions? Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha arguing about marsav chad rowan amrinan tran rowan lo amrinan v'chad right. One says that we will only apply one rowan. We can't play pretend twice. So right, so when it comes to a square, we can cut the square in half and say, okay, this is a right angle. This is an L shape. But when it comes to if it's round, we're not going to say first let's make it square and now let's make it And now let's see it as if it's cut in half. We're not going to do both. Umar Savar, but the second page says, Afilu Treiro and Nami Arena. We even say both. So basically, this is the answer to the question. The mound is round. And therefore, it's subject to the machlokas in this Bryce over here, whether we say one Rowan or two Rowan, and that's going to be the answer. But Minei Abaye Miraba. Rabba said, so Abaye asked another question, Rabba. Okay, well, actually, I'm wondering. Oh, it's a little late. Okay. Sorry, I just did a lot of hakdamas to explain all these pieces, so we'll hold it here for now.